A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. In 1985, I had the opportunity to participate in a Witness for Peace delegation to Nicaragua in Central America. At that time, the U.S. government was covertly funding and supplying the Contra rebels in a civil war against the democratically elected Nicaraguan government and its people. Terror reigned across the country, particularly in vulnerable and unprotected rural areas and small villages where attacks, ambushes, and massacres were a constant threat. The purpose of the Witness for Peace delegation was to be present with and to accompany the campesinos who had suffered the traumatizing, cruel death of loved ones. Children, sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, wives, husbands, at the hands of the Contra. Although the delegation I traveled with underwent several days of orientation in preparation for our encounter, in hindsight, I realize that nothing could have truly prepared me for the flesh and blood reality of accompaniment that enveloped me when I arrived. My memory is fresh as if I were recalling yesterday. The 5-mile walk, sometimes singing, most often in silence, with the brave children, women, and men from the small isolated village of Achuapa in northern Nicaragua. We accompanied one another through the rugged and muddy countryside to the site of a mass grave. Only 1 month earlier, 13 of their fathers, brothers, sons, and husbands, not armed soldiers, had been kidnapped by the Contra, brought to this deserted spot, and killed. At first, the silence was deafening, the grief palpable. We planted 13 crosses inscribed with the name of each family member. We encircled the mound-shaped grave, held hands, wept, and prayed. As we dared to look into one another's eyes, soul to soul, we took our longest walk and finally arrived at the place of vulnerability, where the doors of healing, forgiveness, and redemption began to unlock. And now, today, we hear, Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women. It seems to me that the stories of our lives, Jesus, the 12, the women, you and me, reveal a wisdom that confounds the pseudo-wisdom of our contemporary age. On the Jesus way, we learn that we arrive at accompaniment by the pathway of vulnerability, facing fears, letting go of power that dominates, controls, and abuses, embracing the transforming power of humility, leading to healing relationships, building communities of inclusion, trusting and honoring our mutual giftedness, believing and living the truth that we are one with Christ and in Christ. Today, may we set our intention, vulnerable and Christ-minded, choosing to accompany one another on our journey from place to place, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God.